This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Governor Jared Polis is extending a disaster declaration for bird flu. It was first issued in early July in response to an ongoing outbreak of avian flu in Weld County. The extension activates a state emergency plan and authorizes $3.5 million to be transferred from a state emergency fund. The money will pay for costs associated with monitoring and preventing any spread of the disease, as well as response and recovery efforts. Smoke continues to cloud the Front Range from the three ongoing wildfires. It's common knowledge that smoke can irritate our lungs, but these small particulates can do a lot more damage. Dr. David Buther is a pulmonologist at National Jewish Health in Denver.
What it actually can do is cause inflammation throughout the body. And so we see, on a population basis, increased visits to the ER for heart attacks, for example. So those with heart disease can be affected by poor air quality. And so we see systemic inflammation.
Dr. Buther's best advice is to stay indoors on poor air quality days and consider using an air filter if you can. Meanwhile, investigators in Jefferson County say the Quarry Fire was human-caused, and they're looking at a possible arson case. It appears the fire began on Deer Creek and switchbacks just above Grizzly Drive. So far, the fire is uncontained and on land west of Chatfield State Park. The Quarry Fire and others burning in the state have produced heavy smoke across the Northern Front Range. As we've said, people sensitive to smoke should consider staying inside due to an air quality alert that covers much of the region. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.